Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I have three guests joining me this morning to talk about drama debate and forensics. I have the DDF coach, Stephanie Ask, and I have two students, Rachel Youngberg and Maggie Dunn. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, it was like a little ray of sunshine with all those good mornings. You all, you know, have wonderful speaking voices. So, Ms. Ask, please tell me, you just got back from a DDF meet.
Yeah, we had our first DDF meet of the season. Last weekend was in Juneau. We went to Thunder Mountain High School where we competed in our first meet. It was really exciting. We saw a lot of really great pieces start to shine, and it's going to be a great season.
And what was the anticipation going to the first one? I mean, you've had the summer to sort of relax.
Yeah, and I would say, too, that, you know, a lot of our kind of seniors that graduated last year, how many do you think we lost, you guys?
We
14,
we
maybe?
Seniors,
15
yeah.
seniors 15? Graduated from the DDF team. So our team this year is a lot younger. We have a big influx of freshmen and a handful of foreign exchange students, so... You know, there's a lot of kind of uncertainty when you go into that first meet. We don't know for sure what we have yet. And so it was really cool to get to watch everybody shine and kind of bring something new to the table. And obviously these two are a couple of our new seniors, and they are powerhouses this year, you can tell already. So it's going to be fantastic.
That's very exciting. So, Rachel, off the air, we were talking about you were having to explain on your college application about DDF. What was the hang-up?
Well, a lot of different places don't have a DDF program. I've lived around the country a bit with the Coast Guard, and this is the only state where I've ever even heard of DDF, although there may be others, and so explaining that is a little bit difficult since there are so many different events within this one huge event called DDF. But it is kind of fun to explain as well.
And what, did you have a quick and dirty answer?
I, for me personally, explained more the drama portion since that's what I do mainly, and just the different categories of humorous interpretation, dramatic interpretation, solo, duo, duet, and reader's theater. Great. I think those are all of them, right? Yeah.
That's quite the list.
Mine. Yeah. There's mine.
Oh, mine. And that's just the drama list. So.
Holy smokes. And Maggie, you are a seasoned DDF participant.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 4 years.
Terrific. And what piece did you do in Juneau?
I did an HI, and I did a solo. And then I took first with a command in my HI, and then fifth place in solo.
Okay, I understood about 80% of that. What is HI?
Okay, so HI is a humorous interpretation. So
oh,
it's,
okay.
You know. The goal is to make people laugh. And then solo is, it has to be a play, right?
Yeah, I mean, HIs and solos can be kind of similar, but solos are cut from a play, and mm-hmm. HIs, humorous interpretations, are typically cut from literature or short stories.
Yeah, and solos can be, like, sad or happy, or they can be in between. They can be a number of things, so.
Just as long as they're from a play.
Yeah, as long as they're from a play, it works out. But then you have your HIs for humorous interpretation, and then your DIs, which are dramatic interpretations. So you'll find more people in the HI rooms than the DI rooms. DIs are kind of frowned upon. People are like, I don't want to be sad, so.
But it's, you know, crowd pleasers.
Yeah, yes.
Understood. Rachel, what piece did you do?
I did a solo and extemporaneous commentary, which is part of the forensics category, and I had never done that before. That's where you get a slip of paper with either a quote or our topics were quotes and superheroes, and I got a quote in both of my rooms, and did pretty well with that. I got second place.
What do you have to do with a piece of paper?
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to create a speech off of that, and you get 20 minutes to create the speech, and it has to be in between 2 to 5 minutes, I believe. And I got second place with my speeches. And then I also did a solo, which I got fourth place with.
Holy smokes. It sounds fun and so stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes for a crazy weekend where everyone's running from room to room, you know, performing all these different pieces, and it's chaotic but fun.
And speaking of chaotic and fun,
yes,
we're going to host just that here in Sitka.
Indeed. Sitka is the place for the next Southeast Alaska DDF meet. So at the end of this month, Friday, October 26th and Saturday, October 27th, we will be hosting the DDF meet for the month at Sitka High School. And should any of you wonderful listeners be interested in being a judge for any of the events, we need a lot of judges, and judges are all community volunteers. We'll bring you in and explain and teach you how to judge. It's really fun. You don't have to bring a lot of prior knowledge. It's really just fun to see all the kids get up there and act and perform and just kind of rate them based on our kind of rubrics that we give you. And it's an awesome way to volunteer. It's just an hour and a half of your time. And if you're interested, email ddf@sitkaschools.org, and we will set you up with a judging slot, or you can contact me at the high school.
And you're sort of underselling this, that you don't need just a lot. You need 200 judges.
Yeah. It takes a lot of community volunteers in order to pull off a DDF weekend when you consider how many different events there are, how many different judges we need in the room. Every event gets run twice before you cut for finals, and then there's a final round. So it's a lot. Yeah, we're looking at over 200 judges we're hoping to get. I think we've gotten emails from maybe 17 as of yesterday. So,
and the announcement, I think, just went out.
Yeah, we did just send out the announcement. So please donate an hour and a half. Watch some of the high schoolers from all over Southeast shine. It'll be wonderful.
And it's very fun. I've actually volunteered in the past, and it's not a huge time commitment.
No.
It's very social, and it's very entertaining to see all the students around the state perform. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Stephanie Ask and Rachel Youngberg and Maggie Dunn, to tell us an update about DDF. And we're going to take a little musical interlude, and we're going to talk to some students from Mount Edgecombe. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 8:26, and we're switching gears. I have more guests in the studio with me this morning representing Mount Edgecombe High School. The leaders of their dance group, Amy Moses and Mildred Nanook, are going to tell us about AMB Week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient for your turn at the mics. Tell me, so AMB had their big celebration this week of 100 years?
Yeah.
And how were you two involved?
We performed for them and helped them serve and get ready, switching between, like, how they talked, and then we helped them switch to, like, eating and serving, and then we performed after.
Fantastic. And what sorts of dances did you do?
We did, as new back dancers, we performed 6 songs. Should I name them all?
Sure.
Okay, so first we performed Ice Fishing, then Sunshine, Egyptian, and Squirrel, Geese, and Duck Walk.
Which is your favorite?
Egyptian.
The Egyptian one?
Or it was at least.
How often do you guys get to perform?
It depends.
If you get a gig?
Yeah.
Somebody's coming to town?
People ask, yeah.
Do you need a manager? Because I can get you some places to perform. So other than AMB Week, what do you guys do any sports at school? Or you're devoted to the dance group?
No, I don't do any sports.
Just dance?
Yeah.
Is it very physical? Do you feel like it's exercise?
Yeah, well,
sometimes.
It releases endorphins for me. I mean, like, I get so happy while I'm dancing or afterwards.
Yeah?
And then, yeah, I like it a lot.
Do you? Are you wanting to learn new dances and new songs, or are you just, you sort of like this sort of set that you do for each performance?
Right now we're going over songs with the newcomers, like the new people, and then, like, we're going to go over all the songs, and then there's a few people in our dance group who want to show us a song from their village.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Did you guys bring something to the table, so to speak? Did you bring a dance or a song?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. Anything that you... Did you get to participate at all at the Grand Camp Convention, other than serving? Did you get to sit in on any of the sessions?
I just waited to do my part, and then...
Yeah, in the beginning. And then, like, after, like, the first time we performed, which is Tuesday, we sat in there and, like, helped, and we listened to some of them, and then after that day, we started, like, sitting outside waiting for them to be finished.
Okay. So, were you thinking maybe at the end, after your performance and seeing some of the workings, that maybe you would join the ANS in the future?
Maybe.
I don't know yet.
You get some time to think about it. Absolutely. Someone who secretly wants to be in your dance group is Andrew Frisk, who's joining us as well. Talk a little bit about volleyball.
Well, I just wanted, yeah. So this weekend we have Thunder Mountain and Valdez come into town for both Sitka High and Mount Edgecombe. And both teams are very good, and both Sitka and Mount Edgecombe starting to peak. They're both performing well, and that's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday and Friday, they're going to flip-flop Valdez, Thunder Mountain between Sitka and Edgecombe. So the games are at 5 and 7 o'clock. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they're at 3 and 6. And I believe Valdez will start at Mount Edgecombe at 7 o'clock on Thursday, and then they'll be over at Sitka High at 7 on Friday.
And so, if you get confused about the times and locations, probably the sports page.
Yep, it'll be in the newspaper as well. So lots of stuff happening, and really coming up here, there's a bunch more stuff with wrestling tournaments, DDF, and some more volleyball tournaments. So,
do we have to pick and choose what we want to see, or can people sort of uber schedule their day and do a little bit of everything?
Yeah, they can bounce around and they can get as much volleyball as they want. It's for the next street, Thursday through Saturday, there's going to be a lot of volleyball in both gyms. And I also wanted to say with these young ladies, the difference too. The one's the Athabascan dance leader, and the other one's the Nupiak, and it's kind of interesting, about where they come from and what they bring to Sitka. It's pretty unique that all the different regions in the state of Alaska can be represented at our school, and that's one really special thing that I feel that Mount Edgecombe brings to this city. And they participate in every function possible, and anybody asks for a dance group to perform, we're always very willing to come and help celebrate with you.
Fantastic. And if somebody wanted to have the dance group participate, how would they contact you?
They can call the school and then ask for the homeroom or a cultural program, and they'll be connected over there, and either Emily Ann Atkinson or Tom Gamble or Blossom Twitchell or the three folks that they would get a hold of, and they would talk with them and go from there.
Fantastic. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Andrew, Amy, and Mildred, for joining me this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.